This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
That first step when we work to prepare the leader to, so that they understand what they're asking for when they call for a learning team, right? I mean, it level setting their expectations is everything. You know, I'd say there's a couple pillars, there's a couple foundational things that have made learning teams successful in Chevron. And one of them is how much we train facilitators, right? Like, we are very deliberate about spending time with our facilitators, creating a mentorship for them. We co-facilitate learning teams, but that mentor network is everything to keep the system evergreen, to continuously improve, to share with each other best practices. And the other pillar that has made learning teams successful is level setting expectations with leaders. And, you know, we all have some horror stories, right? Like, when we first started down this journey, there was a learning team that I was going to a whole different business unit to help facilitate. And I spent time with that leader ahead of time, talking to him about what you're asking for. And they just weren't ready. You know, they thought they were ready, but he said, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's just like a matter of, we have too many steps in the procedure. So when you go do that learning team, could you just get out of the folks, you know, what steps we need to just erase in the procedure? You know, it's pretty simple. And I'm like, well, we'll see if the learning team goes there. Well, obviously the learning team did not go there. The learning team went where it went, right? And that didn't go over well with that leader. And they put a whole pause on learning teams in their business unit for, I think, 6 months. And that's okay. You know, I had some self-reflection where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get in trouble, or I just shut down learning teams for one of our business units. I did a horrible job. But really, they needed to do some self-reflection, mm-hmm. right? And they needed to ask themselves, are we ready for this? Is this a tool that we're ready to start incorporating into our culture? And leaders' tone and their involvement, I'm going to step back, right? And just like Jimena said, I'm going to not control this. Like, they have to look themselves in the mirror and be ready for that.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this show, please tune into the show, The Practice of Learning Teams, on how to learn and improve on safety, quality and operational excellence. Available on Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon and other podcast providers near you.